This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it. It is Thursday. Glad to have you here for the conversation. Just pointed out by a listener. I found this kind of cute. A listener pointed out that the program is mentioned in a Snopes comment, a Snopes post. So I put it up for, it's true, it's there. It's, we're verified, we're not fake, we're real. Snopes authenticated the Steve Gruber Show, thank God. Because otherwise I wouldn't have known what to make of myself today. Anyhow, so that's kind of cute. It's on the case of Tiffany, the young woman that was on the program here a couple of days ago who was raped at 12 and then her rapist was awarded joint legal custody. And that, by the way, has been set aside by Judge Ross up in Sanilac County. Been set aside for now, but Judge Ross, we are told by Rebecca Kistling, the attorney in the case, that he wants to hold a public hearing of some sort. She's not sure why he wants to hold that public hearing. We might get an update on that today. But for now, the case has been set aside. The woman, Tiffany, does not have to take the 8-year-old child that was produced by the rape by Chris Mirasolo. He was 19. She was 12 when the rape occurred. Now, normally that would carry a sentence of 25 to life, but he got 6.5 months in the county jail and he was turned loose, raped again. The victim the second time, 15 years old. He did spend 4 years in prison for that, but it all came about, think about this, it all came about for a couple of reasons. First of all, this woman, Tiffany, was getting about $265 a month in food stamps and so forth. So they demanded a DNA test and they wanted somebody else to pay the bill. They wanted to establish paternity. And in this case, the paternity test revealed that the rapist was in fact the father. His name was added to the birth certificate. And all of this done without her knowledge. And she was told she couldn't live in Florida. She must live within 100 miles of where the rapist lived. You know, and I can see why Snopes would pick this story up because it sounds impossible. It sounds impossible, and yet it's what happened. Anyway, I'm glad we were able to play a big role with that. Great Lakes Justice Center also involved with that case. Some folks that, you know, we've seen doing a lot of big things lately and seem to be doing more all the time and able to set the, because for the people that have no voice, for this young woman, for example, that was 20 years old and then 21 during this little episode of trying to grant her rapist joint custody with her 8-year-old son, it's groups like the Great Lakes Justice Center or her attorney, Rebecca Kistling, who step up and say, listen, we'll take care of this. We know you can't afford it, but you need to be represented because if you're not, there'll be this gross miscarriage of justice. A gross miscarriage of justice. And so I say thank you to the people that are willing to do the work, that are willing to be the voice, that are willing to stand up and fill the void. And that's not just for attorneys, it's for people of all walks of life. When you help the lady next door shovel her driveway because she's elderly and her husband has passed away, when you open the door for a stranger, when you drop money into the little red pot when the guy's ringing the bell, when you do the right thing, you raise the bar. And I don't think we see enough of that today. Open the door. Drop the money in. Don't look for, you know, recognition for yourself. Just do the right thing. Because every time you do the right thing, it's an example for somebody around you. You may not even realize it. Stand up for what you believe in and do the right thing. Because it's the American thing to do. And sometimes you have to lift people up and help them out and dust them off and send them on their way. And you may not even realize the impact you had on that person until years down the road. You may not even know it. You may never know it. But small gestures by you can have big impacts on other lives. Trust me when I say that. Some of the best people I knew were people that probably don't even know they helped me out. But little gestures along the way. Coaches and teachers among some of the best that I knew along the way. I think it was a different era then. But I implore you to find good places to donate, not just your money, but your time. Volunteer somewhere. I know it's tough. I know you've got a tough schedule. But think about what matters to you. Think about who you'd like to help. Like we've talked about here, Ivy and I like Samaritan's Purse. So after the hurricanes, we made that a regular part of what we do. I don't have any affiliation with that organization, never talked to anybody there, but I see what they do. I'm not giving them a plug. I'm just telling you, we did our research. We found that that organization fit us well. It was an organization that fit us well, so we felt it was a place where we wanted to put some of our money, some of our resources. And it's this time of year that we also think about donating time and effort to food banks or Meals on Wheels. There are so many places you can help in a community. My mother used to help by teaching kids to read and write because literacy was her passion. It's the way she could help people. And there's something that you can do. Because we all owe it to the next generation to give our very best, and we owe it to the generation in front of us that came before us a measure of thank you. And that's why I talk about Meals on Wheels and going and talking to the elderly neighbors. Some of these folks don't have many people to talk to. Think about that. And you can change somebody's complete day. Somebody's having a bad day just by opening the door and smiling and saying good morning. And I don't mean over the top stuff. I just say, hey, good morning. How are you? Good to see you. That gesture right there can make a big difference in somebody's life and their day because you don't know what they're going through. You don't know what's going on in their life or the problems they're having or the challenges they're facing. Could be health-related, could be financial, could be their family that could be having struggles there. And a chance to reach out in a positive word. And I don't think we talk about that nearly enough. We don't talk about the good stories nearly enough. We talk about the people that are creating chaos and problems. And sometimes you have to look up and say, who's doing good today? What positive thing is happening today? Where can I focus the light today and say, this is a good thing that I want to see? And this is a good thing I want to talk about. And I want to say thank you because nobody says thank you enough anymore. Tell somebody they're doing a good job. And go above and beyond. Tell the cash, you know, the person at the cash register, the cashier, they're doing a good job. Tell the janitor they're doing a good job. Tell the kid he's doing a good job. Give people some praise. Lift them up a little bit. Just something to think about. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show.